Okay, it's time for us to take our weekly break from the news and get to some music and another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Chris DeRitas is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. And let's get right to some of the music that you brought us.
Sure.
This is called 1,000 Words. It's by 017. What to say, how are you so far away? Is it sunny? The sun just went down. I thought about you. Days drag slowly when it's warm, softly running. Ice creams onto the soil. We kicked up all about. Seems like all one moment motionless. I think about you walking through the door, quickly smiling and your hand on the handle, fingers curled and closing other hand to my hair. I have to go, so much time dragging slowly. Nights asleep, I'll try to dream of you. Nights asleep, I'll try to dream of you. Nights asleep, I'll try to dream of you. Nights asleep, I'll... That is using the computer voice in a way I have never thought possible, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, this is the only thing we have from this ensemble so far. They just put out a single and another one on the way, and it's so compelling because it has a familiarity to it too, like a bit of Daft Punk or Kraftwerk, but there's a freshness to it too.
And is that his voice?
That is his voice, yeah, with a little auto-tune.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, they take their name, 0171, from the old London, you know, the central London phone code. 0171 was one of the telephone codes. And it's no longer that, but you know, the older listeners who have made calls in London would know that number. Now it's 020. It's not quite as catchy.
Right, exactly. Everything's 0207, this, that, and the other thing in London.
Yeah, but they take this love of nostalgia and they kind of throw it into this modern context.
Okay, well, from the sounds of the modern world to another one that seems to be grabbing a piece of the zeitgeist, this is Billie Eilish. And before we play her music, you wanted us to listen to this.
My Invisalign has...
I have taken out my Invisalign.
I have taken out my Invisalign, and this is the album.
I love the way the album begins because they're so excited still that all of this is happening to them. It's just 2 years ago, everything was just a maybe. And now she's fast becoming the biggest artist in the world. And she starts the album by taking out her Invisalign.
Wow.
I mean, she's 17 years old.
And she's got a very popular Instagram account also. Let's hear the music. This is called Ilo Milo.
Remember not to get too close to stars.
I can't even believe this is the same person that we just heard.
Right? The songs are so inventive, kind of taking another look at what a pop song from a young girl could be. You know, production-wise, it's her brother doing the production. Their work's really more closer to what's happening in progressive hip-hop. Lyrically, it's definitely not just the song, but the whole album is really parent-friendly, but it's still a really honest and unvarnished take on the horrors of emerging adulthood and first love experiences. You know, she's become a phenomenon. When she was 14, her older brother, Phineas, who co-writes the songs and produced the songs, he had a band. It was called the Slightlys, and he was mixing a song he had written for his band in his bedroom. And he was playing it over and over again, as you do, listening back to the mix. Mm-hmm. And Billy's bedroom shared a wall with his. And he goes into the kitchen at some point to fix a sandwich, and Billy's in there, and she's singing his song. You know, she learned it from hearing it over and over through the wall. And Phineas says to her, "Wow, you should sing this song." So they redid it with her singing it, and that was Ocean Eyes. And they posted that up on SoundCloud. The song blew up, and now she's just put out this debut album. And she still writes the songs with Finneas in their bedroom studio with Finn producing. They've got this North American tour that's sold out, and they're playing festivals throughout the summer, including Coachella. I mean, it's quite something to see, all happening in the last 2 years.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, the next one you wanted us to hear is called Mendocino. This is by Crane Like the Bird.
I love to swim out at night. Like a scene in Gattaca, you save nothing for the way back. It's like how you lived your life. So I surf in the more twilight to be there where you
melancholy lyrics there, but not the sound.
Well, his lyrics are really taken with Northern California experiences that he's enjoyed in Northern California. The voice you might recognize, it's Luke Steele from Empire of the Sun. Hmm. You know, Daniel Lanois, the star producer, who's known mostly for his work with U2 and Peter Gabriel and Bob Dylan. Dan lives in Silver Lake, and that's an area in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And he was one day at a neighborhood club checking out a jazz combo, and he befriended the drummer. The drummer was Kyle Crane. And he took Kyle under his wing, put him on all these sessions, introduced him to a lot of amazing artists, and Kyle became this, you know, in-demand session player. But he's also a really talented songwriter and producer, and he starts building an album of songs that he's written and produced, and he reaches out to all these new contacts he's made, his favorite singers, to sing these songs. And the album just came out. It's kind of a who's who of cool contemporary left-of-center vocalists. James Mercer of The Shins, Connor Oberst is on here, Ben from Band of Horses, Peter of Peter, Bjorn, and John, and Sabine from Brazilian Girls. This is the track that features Luke Steele from Empire of the Sun.
And that is why you always have to put your phone down and talk to people, because you never know who you're going to collaborate with on your next project just from befriending the drummer. Okay, the next one that you wanted us to hear is called Have You Both. This is by Wild Bell.
Take me out to dinner when you get to LA. When I messaged the wrong kid on the internet, yeah, it's an accident. When you both play in a punk rock band and you both fell for the same woman.
Chris, this is such a window into the modern world today on the DJ Sessions. Now we're talking about accidentally messaging the wrong person on Facebook.
You know, I didn't come up with that theme when I put this all together, but you're right.
It worked out. Tell us about Wild Bell.
Well, Wild Bell is a Chicago brother-sister duo, Elliot and Natalie Bergman. You might know Elliot because he's the oldest, and he went off to University of Michigan and he started an Afro beat band called Nomo, which did quite well. We were big fans at KCRW. And he wrote a song at some point for Nomo, and he had his sister sing it. And the band's reaction was like, this is a cool song, but it doesn't sound like Nomo. You guys should start your own project under another name with her. You know, and Bell is Natalie's middle name, so Wild Bell was born. The songs still feature Elliot on his wide-ranging collection of homemade instruments and his honking baritone sax, but the other constant here is Natalie's sultry vocals, and she's got this, you know, way of sitting on top of that authentic reggae-tinged beat that he produces.
Well, a lot of great music there today, and we will have it all at hearandnow.org, also on our Spotify playlist. Just search for NPR Here and Now, and we were on Apple Music as well. Chris DeRitas at KCRW in Santa Monica, thanks as always.
Jeremy, always good to talk to you.